In these muckraking days of presidential political squabbles about context and meaning, it seems odd that one of the loudest discussions coming out of the wonk community of late has been an alleged sex scandal involving Florida's lieutenant governor. After all, former Lieutenant Governor Jeff Kottkamp already made a pretty convincing argument for the office's obsolescence when he spent his tenure hopping around the state in taxpayer-funded airplane rides. But the recent allegations about current Lieutenant Governor Jennifer Carroll, you know, the ones that somehow go from illegally recorded conversations to a cigar fire in a trash can to accusations of a lesbian affair by the avowed anti-gay mother of three, are far more intriguing than Kottkamp's old tales of emails and receipts. Instead of damage control, Carroll took to a Tampa TV station to say that usually black women that look like me don't engage in relationships like that. Really? That little giggled quip turned what could have been a standard case of political gamesmanship into a national attack on women. Or as Equality Florida head Nadine Smith put it in a responding blog post, saying that women who look like her aren't lesbians renders a whole lot of lesbians invisible, and that invisibility has consequences. Carroll, on the other hand, has her own consequences to deal with. Now the entitled figurehead is likely to be kept out of the next month's Republican National Conference for thinking she knows what lesbians look like. Well, Lieutenant Carroll, you do look like a lesbian, as much as any woman does. And thanks to you, Florida looks even more ridiculous.